Welcome to Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting second. The third baseman, Craig Counsell. Batting third. The left fielder, Ryan Braun. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Prince Fielder. Batting fifth. The shortstop, J.J. Hardy. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Hart. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ricky Weeks. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Seth McClung. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Seth McClung. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting second. The shortstop, Jeff Kepinger. Batting third. The first baseman, Joey Votto. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Andy Phillips. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Holbert Cabrera. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Corey Patterson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Danny Richard. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ryan Hannigan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bronson Arroyo. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bronson Arroyo. And now, play ball. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cameron strikes out. One out. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Counsell hits a line drive into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Braun strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hairston is hit by the pitch. Jeff Kepinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Kepinger takes first base on ball four. Hairston moves to second. Joey Votto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Votto hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weeks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fielder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Weeks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Holbert Cabrera batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Cabrera hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kendall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Patterson strikes out. Two outs. Danny Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard bunts towards third. K Council fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ryan Hannigan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hannigan takes first base on ball 4. Richar moves to second. Bronson Arroyo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Richar moves to third. Hannigan moves to second. Bronson Arroyo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Arroyo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Reds nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kendall strikes out. 1 out. Seth McClung is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McClung strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0 for 1 in the game. Cameron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hairston is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hairston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weeks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kepinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kepinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joey Votto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Votto is 0 for 1 in the game. Votto hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Reds nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Counsell is 0 for 1 in the game. Counsell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Counsell moves to second. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Fielder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fielder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hairston. Fielder reaches second base with a double. Counsell scores. Braun goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Brewers. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hardy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hardy bunts towards the mound. Arroyo fields it and throws to first for the out. Fielder moves to third. 1 out. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a fly ball into left field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fielder tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 4-0, Brewers. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Weeks is 0 for 1 in the game. Weeks hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Richar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Holber Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabrera takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to second. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Patterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Patterson takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to third. Cabrera moves to second. Danny Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Richard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Phillips scores. Cabrera moves to third. Patterson moves to second. One out. It's 4-1, Brewers. Ryan Hannigan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hannigan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hannigan is hit by the pitch. Todd Coffey now pitching. Bronson Arroyo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Arroyo is 0-for-1 in the game. Arroyo strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hairston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Reds 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Dillon pinch hits for Todd Coffey. Joe Dillon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dillon takes first base on ball 4. Kendall moves to second. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0-for-2 in the game. Cameron strikes out. 1 out. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Counsell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Counsell takes first base on ball 4. Kendall moves to third. Dillon moves to second. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kepinger throws to second for 1. And Richard throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Kendall scores. Dillon scores. Braun moves to second. 2 outs. It's 6-1, Brewers. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fielder is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fielder is walked intentionally. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hardy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hardy hits a pop-up towards short. Kepinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Carlos Villanueva now pitching. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kepinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kepinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joey Votto is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Votto is 0-for-2 in the game. Votto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Andy Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Holber Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Phillips moves to second. Holber Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cabrera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Reds 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hart hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Weeks is 0-for-2 in the game. Weeks strikes out. two outs. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a fly ball into left field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Patterson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Patterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Richar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Richar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Richar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cameron. Richar reaches second base with a double. Ryan Hannigan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hannigan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hannigan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wilkin Castillo pinch hits for Bronson Arroyo. Wilkin Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weeks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Reds 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Herrera now pitching. Alcides Escobar pinch hits for Carlos Villanueva. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 0-for-3 in the game. Cameron is hit by the pitch. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Counsell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Counsell is hit by the pitch. Cameron moves to second. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herrera fields it and throws to first for the out. Cameron moves to third. Counsell moves to second. Two outs. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fielder is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Fielder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Eric Gagne now pitching. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hairston is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kepinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kepinger hits a line drive into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Votto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Votto is 0-for-3 in the game. Votto strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Reds 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Majewski now pitching. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hardy hits a ball on the ground into left field. That will be extra bases. Cabrera fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Cabrera. Hardy moves to third. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hart hits a fly ball into center field. Patterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hardy tags and scores. One out. It's 7-1, Brewers. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Weeks is 0-for-3 in the game. Weeks strikes out. 2 outs. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kendall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Hall pinch hits for Eric Gagne. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kendall moves to second. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cameron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Craig Counsell now playing second base. Guillermo Moton now pitching. Bill Hall now playing third base. Andy Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips hits a line drive into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Holber Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder scoops it up and throws to first, with Mota covering, for the out. Two outs. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Patterson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Patterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Reds 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Adam Pettijohn now pitching. Craig Counsell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Counsell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Counsell hits a line drive into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Braun is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Braun hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cabrera. Braun reaches second base with a double. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Fielder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Votto scoops it up and throws to first, with Pettijohn covering, for the out. Braun moves to third. 2 outs. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hardy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hardy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Braun scores. It's 8-1, Brewers. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Hart hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Salomon Torres now pitching. Danny Richar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Richar is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Richar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Counsell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryan Hannigan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hannigan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hannigan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Javier Valentin pinch hits for Adam Pettijohn. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hairston is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Hannigan moves to second. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kepinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kepinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fielder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati.